Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 6:30 headlines. The United Way's annual fundraising campaign will kick off this month. This year, they have named Chris and Emily Lane, who own the local Wendy's Corporation, as the chairman and chairwoman for the 2018 campaign. Last year, the United Way raised over $545,000 and assisted more than 15,000 Tuscarawas County residents. In their 76th year, the United Way hopes they continue to raise more than the previous year. Kyle Dines of Bowerston was arrested and is awaiting charges for his sixth OVI after a single vehicle crash last week. Ohio State Highway Patrol says a September 5th accident occurred on County Road 63 in Union Township, where he refused to provide samples for testing and was arrested for driving under the influence. The Tuscarawas County Prosecutor's Office is currently reviewing this case. For more headlines, be sure to visit us at WTUZ.com.
Michelle Spring, do you see these crazy people on the Weather Channel literally in the middle of a hurricane right now? I mean, I know it's their job. One of these days we will see somebody get blown away in
Don't
a hurricane or tornado
that.
On the I mean, how can you not? And how are they not anchored to the ground? I just don't understand.
What are they supposed to tie their feet down?
I don't know. I mean,
that would be even more of a hazard.
This guy in Wilmington, North Carolina is literally, I'm sorry, that's a female. She is literally standing next to a tree that has fallen down. It's literally behind her, indicating there's probably more trees around her that maybe could fall. I mean, I'm just speculating.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's the main guy there in Wilmington.
Have you ever seen that guy from the Weather Channel, Jim Cantore?
That's him right there. That's the main guy, Jim, right?
That's him?
I think so.
I can't tell from
out
over here.
There. I was watching this stuff at like 11 last night, and he was out
11?
There.
11? Shouldn't you be in bed?
Yeah, no, I was in bed watching. I should be asleep. Really. Yeah, I should have been. Hey, Hurricane Florence literally making landfall right now. Wilmington is getting the eye wall of the hurricane, right? Mm. Yeah, they're in the eye wall of Florence right now. It dropped all the way. Get this. Earlier in the week, it was a Category 4.
Mm-hmm.
Then overnight, it went from a 3 to a 2. Now it's a Category 1. So it went from, you know, around speeds of the winds like 140 miles per hour now to around 90 miles per hour. But still,
oh,
nonetheless.
It's only a Category 1.
Oh, Cat 1. It'll
be
all right.
Fine.
No need to evacuate. My mother could have stayed. No problem. No, for real, what they're worried about is the flooding and the storm surge and all that. Not only the flooding on the coast, but the flooding inland, because they say the storm will hover around. Picture this. It's making landfall today. It'll hover around the Carolinas all day today, literally for 24 hours, then into tomorrow at around like the lunch hour, 11 o'clock or noon. It'll be there. It'll be there basically 2 days, just raining on everybody and everything.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not there. That does not look fun.
We may, obviously, Monday get some of that rain and wind, maybe like winds from like 25 to 30 miles per hour and some rain here and there, but weekend might be all right for us, unlike last weekend.
Weekend.
I mean, it literally rained all weekend long.
We needed last weekend. We absolutely needed it last weekend. We went, before that it was like 2 weeks of 90 plus degree weather with dry air.
Do you see this lady with the tree down behind her?
That's her job.
I understand it's her job, but at what point? This is my job, right? But
right.
Am I going
to
be?
She's paid to do that, and she is choosing willingly to stand out there knowing full well.
I wonder if they have to sign.
Come.
You think they have
probably,
to sign something?
They probably have serious life insurance policies.
Crazy. Hey, stupid Florence canceled Carrie Underwood's performance on the Today Show this morning. Today Show tweet. Due to NBC's ongoing coverage of a Category 1 hurricane, Florence, obviously, I added that one part with the air quotes, the Carrie Underwood concert, originally scheduled for September 14th on Today Plaza, has been canceled. Stupid Florence knocking Carrie Underwood out of the primetime spot. I bet we don't see Al freaking Roker out there next to a down tree, right? If I don't see Al Roker next to a tree down in Wilmington, North Carolina, instead of seeing Carrie Underwood, I am going to call execs at NBC and I'll be irate. Funnel C, what is it? Savannah, Guthrie, is that who it is? And Hoda Kotb.
Yeah.
Those two. Funnel C, them. Like this lady.
Why would they be out there? That's not their job.
They said they're bumping Carrie Underwood for Florence coverage.
Oh.
Stupid Florence. Hey, Jimmy Buffett, I guess it's 5 o'clock somewhere because he, see what I did there? He was actually surfing yesterday in South Carolina right there in the Atlantic Ocean. There's only, you know, hurricane coming your way, Jimmy Buffett. He sent out a little message on Instagram. He said, I ain't afraid of dying. All right.
Wow.
First of all. First of all, and then it goes on
to say,
I got no need to explain. I feel like going surfing in a hurricane. It kind of all rhymes. Don't know if he's making a song. And he goes, on a serious note, respect Mother Nature. Please be safe and listen to your local authorities. But meanwhile, meanwhile, he's out there with the surfboard and thumbs up. Oh, Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett.
In Folly Beach, South Carolina is where he was. Surf's up. Buffett, good luck to you out there.
That's crazy.
Hey, remember a few weeks ago, Gretchen Wilson got in a fight on that airplane?
Right.
Apparently over a bathroom. Well, charges have been dropped now.
Why?
In that Connecticut courtroom. I don't know if she meets all these conditions of some deal that she made. TMZ reported that she entered the courtroom yesterday and had the charge dismissed. The charge will be officially dropped in 13 months if she stays out of trouble and donates $500 to a charity for injured crime victims.
What? How is that even fair?
If you don't remember what happened in this incident, state police went to the airport in Connecticut after getting a call about a disturbance. They were interviewing Gretchen Wilson at the time, and then she allegedly became belligerent and was charged with breach of peace. But all that, hey, no problem. No problem. You can yell at a police officer if you're Gretchen Wilson. She's just here for the party. Redneck woman. All those kinds of things. Hey, happy Friday, by the way. It is a kickin' country poll question. The ride day. Of course, kickin' country in Bolivar, just seconds off of Route 77. Go to their website, kickincountry.net. You can see some food specials and the events calendar, which next hour I'll tell you what's new at Kickin' Country this weekend. Find them on social media as well, on Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat. That's Kickin' Country. Michelle, do you have them available, or you want me to spit them out here for you, the poll question?
Go ahead, because my internet is not loading.
Story of your life over there.
I know. Mary and I were having this conversation yesterday. Why are our computers so slow?
Talk to Jared on that. Okay, the first one has to do with the Tuscarawas County Fair. You know it's next week. Were you aware of that?
No, I didn't know that.
We'll see you there at the Z Country Cottage. If you really want to... Okay, I know Michelle's new. I've been here for a few years. You've seen what a physical specimen that I am. But for those who have not seen Michelle Spring and what she may look like, Monday, we'll be at the Z Country Cottage, hanging out, shaking hands, kissing babies.
Maybe I'm not kissing anybody's
maybe
baby.
Some farm animals, those 4-H projects and everything. Go pet some cows, some hogs, some right there in the swine. Anyway, hey, okay, so the first one.
Oh my god.
With the fair. If you want to see Rodney Atkins next week at the Tuscarawas County Fair, I have 2 tickets for you. But comment below with your favorite fair food item. Now listen, there are so many to choose from, whether it be dessert themed or dinner themed or a little appetizer themed food item at the Tuscarawas County Fair. I have my favorite food item at the fair, which we'll discuss a little bit later. Everybody has their own favorite item to munch on at the fair, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would think so. Also, we got this. This is the first time we've had a question submitted from our text line. I don't know how we were talking about beards.
Alex Trebek.
Alex Trebek's beard. That's right. Ladies, how do you like your man? Beard or no beard? Right now, it's 56% no beard. I would think for sure beard would win this, but we'll have to wait and see. Those poll questions were just put up there. I'm trying to think of maybe some others we can do, too. Kind of getting a late jump on things today. It's a busy Friday. Forgive me, Z Country. By the way, Big Z Sports will be busy tonight. I'll tell you all about that in a moment. Right now, what is new for your weekend? All brought to you by Kickin' Country in Bolivar. I'll tell you what's new there at Kickin' Country this weekend in a moment. But first, Michelle, what's new in terms of music? Hey, we've been waiting for this for quite some time. Really, since her last album was released back in 2015, Carrie Underwood's new disc, Cry Pretty, is out today. Her first album also for her new label, too. She had a hand in producing this release. Also, when naming her album, of course, Cry Pretty, she felt like the title track kind of best represented what she wanted to say.
I could see everything visually. I could just kind of see the album cover in my head and all the things that we could do with it as far as, you know, pictures and video and tour and stuff like that. Like, once it just popped into my head that this should be the title, I kind of couldn't get that out of my head.
So there you go. Also, what is new for your weekend? Willie Nelson, My Way. That's just a bunch of Frank Sinatra songs with a Willie Nelson spin.
Seriously?
Which I wouldn't mind hearing. And then David Nail, Only This and Nothing More. His new album is out. Eric Clapton, Transmission Impossible. Eric Clapton's got to be up there. He's got to be close to 80, I swear.
You think?
Can you find out 80? For me? Yes. I'm going to guess Eric Clapton is 7. I'm just going to say he's 75. How about that?
You know he lives in Ohio.
Eric Clapton does?
Yeah.
No way.
Where? He lives in Columbus.
I didn't know that.
He's 73.
That's pretty close. Mariah Carey has a new song out today. GTFO. We all know what that means. Well, if you don't,
that's what it's called.
Go to Urban Dictionary. Yes, that's what her new single is called. And then Black Eyed Peas, Big Love. Another new single out today. But yeah, that's really what Mariah's new song is called.
Wow.
That's her message to Nick Cannon, I think. New movies in theaters, The Predator, out today. That's, of course, a spinoff of, when was the original Predator, the horror sci-fi thriller? Back in the day. Hey, this looks interesting. Kind of a mystery, crime, drama. It's A Simple Favor, Anna Kendrick, Blake Lively. Have you seen the previews for that?
No.
It's a suspenseful film. And then White Boy Rick with Matthew McConaughey. You know,
that just sounds so silly.
This movie is based on a kid from Detroit, but scenes and a large portion of the movie shot in Cleveland. Did you know that?
What was it called again?
White Boy Rick.
I didn't know that.
Remember when the Cavs were making their playoff run and we saw Matthew McConaughey at a bunch of Cavs playoff games?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what he was there doing, shooting. He was shooting White Boy Rick.
Yes.
As weird as that sounded. The Nun still in theaters. Crazy Rich Asians still there for you. And The Meg. Hey, Ocean's 8 out for folks to rent, buy, or stream. Also, Uncle Drew. Well, that was kind of a rush to DVD kind of film right there, Uncle Drew. That was in theaters for what, about a month? Something like that. It was that good. In theaters for a whole month.
I feel like movies in general don't last that long in theaters to begin with anymore.
Longer than Uncle Drew did.
Right.
Solo, A Star Wars Story is out now too. How about that? From the TV side of things, Modern Family Season 9, which I love. And then This Is Us Season 2, the complete full season. Out for you. Oh, Big Bang Theory as well, season 11. This Is Us comes back in like 10 days.
I know.
Wow. You okay?
So excited.
Are you okay?
Do you watch that show?
I got so far behind, I don't think I can get caught up. And plus, it started to get drawn out. Every episode seemed like the same. Like, I don't need to know.
Better bite your tongue.
I don't need to know backstory upon backstory upon backstory. I don't. You know what I mean?
It's a good show.
Is it relevant? Is it relate to what's going on right now in the show? It just, I don't know.
Hater.
It just became the same thing over and over and over. Hey, what's new for you Amazon Primers? Smokey the Bandit and The Longest Yard. Of course, the original The Longest Yard. Both of those starring Burt Reynolds. Now get this crazy story. The movie Smokey and the Bandit on Amazon's whole movie catalog.
Yeah.
Before he died, was at number 5,910. Now it's at number 2. believe
Holy
it or not.
Cow.
An increase of 295,400%. I had to do that math myself. It was easy. You just carry the one, do some long division, and you're right there. But how insane is that? Went from,
That's
again,
so crazy.
Smokey and the Bandit, starring Burt Reynolds. Obviously, he passed away, if you didn't know where you've been. But before he died, that movie on Amazon's whole catalog was 5,910.
Dang.
Now, right now, as I speak, it's at number 2.
I mean, you see that happen usually when celebrities die.
Yeah, musicians, their music gets
right.
back to that kind of thing.
Goodness gracious.
That's what I say, Michelle Spring.
I've ever seen that movie? I've never seen that movie.
Smokey and the Bandit? No.
Yeah.
I've seen the original The Longest Yard. And then he's also in that remake, too. I think he's the coach or something in the remake. I don't know. With Adam Sandler, he was in the remake of that.
Oh. The Longest Yard is a remake of...
The original is like in the 70s with Burt Reynolds, like I just said. What year?
Yeah.
1974 or something. Then they remade it with Adam Sandler.
But they called it something different?
They just called it The Longest Yard.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's new to me.
There you go. Well, Michelle, that's why the whole segment is called What's New for Your Weekend, all brought to you, of course, by Kickin' Country and Bolivar. Real quick, what is new? This weekend, they have their patio party tonight. If you haven't seen that patio there at Kickin' Country, get out there. Of course, live music from their DJ as well. Monday, they have trivia, Taco Tuesday, line dancing as well, Tuesday, open mic night next Thursday, free pool, $5 burger night on Wednesday. So much happening. Also, karaoke on Wednesday as well. Hit up the events calendar on kickincountry.net to see what is new there all weekend and throughout the week. We have a couple polls, too. One of them, you have a chance to win a prize. I'll mention that one last. But first, Michelle,
yes?
Beard or no beard?
Beard.
To beard or not to beard? That is the question.
You should have added a picture of Alex Trebek with that.
I should have.
You know what? I'll do that on the Instagram.
Ladies, how do you like your man? Beard or no beard? Right now, it's 53% beard. And also, with the chance to win for the last time on our airwaves, Rodney Atkins tickets for next week's show. Comment on the post where we want to know your favorite fair food item. Michelle and I will discuss food and make our stomachs growl next hour. I have two on my list, and that's it. They're go-to at the fair each and every single year. Let you know how I'll be eating. So there you go. Monday at the cottage when we're all there. Just
yes.
So you guys know, I will make that food run, and I'll disappear for about
yes.
I'll disappear for about 30.
30? It takes you 30 minutes to eat?
Then I'll be back with some Tums, and I'll be ready to kiss some babies and shake some hands, that kind of thing. All right, we'll see you next week at the fair. Of course, with Hurricane Florence bearing down on the Carolina coast, it's pretty much there. Oh my God, look at this guy. We've had the Weather Channel on all morning. This guy
the water's
is in,
like almost up to his
yeah,
knees.
He's in knee-deep water.
Jeez.
The funny thing is they're standing behind fallen trees as if they couldn't get squashed themselves. I understand they have to do it for dramatic effect and,
right.
and everything else. One of the crazy stories I've read in this whole Hurricane Florence coverage, there's a bar, okay, that always stays open no matter if they have a tropical storm or, in this instance, a Category 1 hurricane. It's the Barbary Coast Bar, and their owner is actually, it's the oldest bar in North Carolina City, and the owner said, we're staying open again, boarded up windows and doors, invited some folks in. More than 2 dozen people were there as they had some drinks right as the hurricane made landfall. He says he's stocked up and ready to keep these people safe. Obviously, they won't have any electricity. Problem is, if things get hairy and, you know, floodwaters start coming into your bar there, you're probably going to have to take off. That will ruin the party. Floodwaters always ruin the party.
You
Michelle.
Think?
Bar is staying open, though, to ride out Florence. We'll see if they can make it and how drunk they may be when they get out. Listen.
People are crazy.
You know how when the Cavs won the championship, we had a baby boom in Cleveland, right?
Yes.
All these people will probably, after Florence, there's going to be a mini baby boom there in North Carolina City as they, of course, all come out of that bar.
I think that's like a stat that when major events like that happen, there's a little bit of a baby boom.
Yeah. That's in Wilmington, by the way. North Carolina City is not a real place. I don't know where. It said in the North Carolina City here, but that's in Wilmington is where that bar is at, by the way.
Gotcha.
No problems. Hey, okay, I'm going to leave it up to you, Michelle. Do you want news on either a car or toys? Which one?
Let's do toys.
You want to do toys? Toys it is, my dear. Here you go. All the finalists have been revealed. I know we've been waiting for this. For the national,
on the edge of my seat.
For the National Toy Hall of Fame. You didn't know that was a real thing? Well, it is. I tell you about it each and every single year. It's in New York, right? Rochester is where the National Toy Hall of Fame is in the Strong Museum. There are 12 finalists, Michelle, being considered for induction into this year's Toy Hall of Fame. The 12 finalists are... You have American Girl dolls. Now, that's a brand, right? American Girl?
Yes. Yes. I used to love that growing up.
Not too hip to it.
Well, you don't have girls, so it's okay.
Good old-fashioned chalk.
Chalk?
Is in the running.
Huh. Interesting.
I'm not one to have chalk. I don't want kids drawing
my gosh,
driveway.
Oh, my gosh, we have chalk all over
our
house.
No, don't be draw. It kind of looks...
Really? Oh, my gosh, it's so fun.
No, I think it looks kind of, like, trashy.
No, what?
Yeah, I think so. Bunch of kids out there scribbling different colors.
How is that trashy? They're having so much fun.
No, get a coloring book. Stay inside the lines.
Get out of here. When we had her birthday party, we had chalk out on the sidewalk, and I had already made a hopscotch, and that's all. And Chad drew some other stuff. He's much better than I am. But, yeah, the kids were having so much fun out on the sidewalk. It gives them something to do.
Chutes and ladders. One of the finalists, the Magic 8 Ball. Of course, always giving you an answer to life's greatest questions. What's the corn popper from Fisher Price?
Oh my gosh, it's that thing that you pull. You drag it,
There you go. That's up for induction into the National Toy Hall of Fame. Masters of the Universe, no clue.
What's that?
Pinball, sled, tic-tac-toe in the National Toy Hall of Fame.
What is sled?
I don't know. Look these
up. Oh, like a sled.
Maybe like the sled.
Like the sled. I think that's what it is. I thought it was a game.
It simply just says sled here.
It's probably the device you use in the wintertime.
You're probably right.
I hope so.
Probably. Tickle Me Elmo.
Oh, yeah.
How long ago was that where parents
like the toy of
going blow to blow for the Tickle Me Elmo? Tudor Electric Football and Uno, which takes me back to my childhood.
Love Uno.
Good old Uno. Mm-hmm. Playing with my grandfather all the time. He'd get so upset when his grandkids would beat him. I'm not going to tell you what kind of words he would use. We'd say, Grandpa, don't repeat that.
We'll find
out the finalists. Well, fans can vote on them until September the 19th, and then November the 10th is when we will find out who actually is going in to the National Toy Hall of Fame. Now, last year, you want to know who made it last year into the Toy Hall of Fame?
Tell me.
You have the paper airplane, which is now in its permanent place in National Toy Hall of Fame. Wiffle ball, the game Clue. Those were all the nominees last year.
So only three make it in each year?
Well, that last year that was the case. It'd be kind of hard to cut it down from 12 to 3, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, if I had to pick from that list that you just said, I would say, what was the first one? American Girl doll. I'd say that.
Mm-hmm. You also had Chalk, Chutes and Ladders, Magic 8-Ball.
Chutes and Ladders.
Corn Popper, Masters of the Universe.
And then Tic-Tac-Toe.
Pinball,
I'd say those
Sled,
three.
Tic-Tac-Toe, Tickle Me Elmo, Uno. Listen, I'm going Uno because it takes me back. I also like good old-fashioned Tic-Tac-Toe.
Yeah.
It's hard to say, though.
It is. Some of these that are already in there are pretty cool, and you kind of forget about them as you get older. Like the Easy Bake Oven. Come on, that was like the gift of Christmas back in childhood days. Did you ever have a G.I. Joe?
Yes, of course.
G.I. Joe is in there. A hula hoop. Hot Wheels.
Oh, these are all the ones that are in there already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see here. Tonka Trucks, Twister, a teddy bear.
Video games are allowed in there, I think, too. Because last year, I think video games were nominated.
There's a Nintendo Game Boy that is in there. I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, it counts.
Raggedy Ann and Andy. I forgot about that.
You see, it's taking you back, Michelle.
The Radio Flyer Wagon. Oh, my gosh.
My children, during the week, I love to take my children in a wagon ride in their little Radio Flyer Wagon.
Did you ever have a big wheel? My sister had a big wheel.
I never had a big wheel, no. My dad used to work at Little Tykes back in the day, so...
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, we got it. We had it hooked up.
You would have it made.
For sure.
Fisher-Price Little People.
Little People.
Frisbees. I love a Frisbee. Bicycles. Oh, my gosh. So fun. Jigsaw puzzles. Lincoln Logs. Oh, my God. I used to love Lincoln Logs.
That's old school right there.
Right?
Kids have no idea.
Mr. Potato Head.
Hey, even though you wanted game news and toy news first, I'm still going to give you car news, no matter if you like it or not. Are you a fan of those Beetles out there? You know, the Volkswagen Bugs?
Yes. You're talking about, yes. What are there's another word for them. Slug bugs, aren't they called?
Slug bugs? Sure, there you go. Is that what you used to play when you would see one? Slug bug.
No.
Bang.
A good friend of mine had a bug growing up.
Get this. After selling those on and off in the U.S. for nearly 7 decades, Volkswagen has decided to squash the Beetle. You see what I did there? They're not going to make them anymore. Ending its production.
Whoa.
They announced that yesterday. Ending global production of the third generation vehicle in July of next year.
That's kind of like an iconic car.
They're going to be offering 2 special editions for sale, and then that's it. They're going to wrap it up. Here's a little history from the Beetle, if you will. It was introduced in Germany in 1938. I'm just reading word for word here. During the Nazi era, and came to the U.S. 11 years later, where it became a symbol of I don't know how to say that word, and transportation often used by hippies. Oh, nice by AP right there. Of course, giving a shout-out to hippies. Volkswagen revived it here in the U.S., remember, in 1998, before 2000s rolled along with they marked it as the new Beetle. It's back, the brand new Beetle. Well, now they're done with it. Squashing the Beetle.
Think about, there's movies with, like, Herbie. You remember that movie, Herbie? That's all based on a bug.
There was the original, and didn't they remake it with Lindsay Lohan, right?
Yeah. Is Thelma and Louise, is that car a Beetle? No. Am I wrong? Let me look.
I would say no. They weren't getting away in a Volkswagen Beetle. That's just my take.
Oh, no, it's a Thunderbird.
Yeah, there you go. The complete opposite.
My bad.
Although they would have been a lot safer in a Beetle because the safety ratings on that thing were out of this world compared to a Thunderbird.
Movies, because that's kind of an iconic car, don't you think? That's kind of crazy. They're just going to stop all production.
By the way, I sounded out this word. Utilitarian was the name. It was that word I was trying to sound out earlier. Mm. I just had to get it in there, or it would have bugged me all day.
You and the puns, didn't
Hey, get your subscription now, Michelle, to the Uranus Examiner. Yes, that's right. Wait, what?
Stop it.
I'm sorry? The town of Uranus, Missouri, has their own newspaper now. And they, after, you know, long discussion, decided just to call it the Uranus Examiner. Of course,
serious?
The paper's launch came just a couple of days ago. This is a real story right here.
Is that how you really pronounce it?
The new publication's editor, who's a female, says she wants to start a fun paper that will include local news and promote the tourist town there of Uranus, Missouri. So, get your subscription now. There you go. Hey, what you reading there? Good old Uranus Examiner. Hey, give me the sports section there in the good old UE. They'll just call it the UE for short.
That's what I would call it.
Come on. That's the name you decided to go out with. But what else could
I
you call it?
I would change the name of that town.
Uranus Daily? The Uranus Rundown?
Oh, my God.
I mean, what could you call it? Come on, Michelle, help me out. Other than the Uranus Examiner.
I don't know. I'm not getting involved. Oh, that's a terrible name for anything.
Hey, where you live, Uranus? Excuse me. Excuse me now. We have the capabilities of going there? No. Uranus, Missouri.
You're ordinary.
Sits along Route 66. They have some really quirky attractions there too, including a fudge shop, if you wanted to know that. That's true. And the world's largest belt buckle. Just throwing that out there. and now home of the Uranus Examiner. Latest newspaper there in Missouri.
Thank you for that.
Locals are ecstatic.
I'm sorry. You're so bad. Like, I can't even look at you right now.
Michelle Spring, everybody, Babbling Brook right around the corner. I'm just relaying what's out there to the masses.
Right.
As if anybody is listening anymore after.
Are you going to go over these polls?
Oh, wow. I did forget about those.
Yes.
I was so caught up in the Examiner right there. I couldn't. We'll do those with Brooke, all right?
Oh, okay.
Is that cool with you?
Yeah.
All right. It's Blake Shelton, 99.9 WTUZ. His latest, Turning Me On. Babbling Brooke. Turning all of us on. Wait, what? That sounded weird. Hey, Brooke, how are you on a Friday?
Oh, I'm good.
Michelle's over there, too, because we'll run down polls in a minute.
Okay.
But first, you have Z News for us.
Yeah, let's get to that
yes,
real quick.
Because we're all busy here on a football Friday.
That's right.
All right.
On this day in history, 1901, U.S. President William McKinley dies of infection from the gunshot wounds he suffered 8 days earlier.
Yeah.
1974, I Shot the Sheriff hits number one on the music charts. Now, it was written by Bob Marley the previous year, but it was Eric Clapton's version
yes.
that went to the top of the charts.
Which, by the way, Michelle, if you were listening earlier, who released a new album today?
Gary Underwood and Willie Nelson.
And Eric Clapton.
Oh, and Eric Clapton.
Aw. God, Michelle.
Hey, I named two out of...
You did. That was good.
You're right. The easiest two, probably.
Whatever. In 1985, The Golden Girls debuted on NBC. Great show.
If you say so.
Oh, my gosh. I agree with Brooke.
It was okay.
The Golden Girls is legendary.
What was the... Legendary.
Yes. Legendary.
What was the theme song? How'd that go again?
I forget.
Oh,
listen to something about friends and being
Thank
friends.
Thank you for being a friend.
Yes,
yeah. Travel down the road back again.
All right, I don't know why I asked. I could have gone without all that. Go ahead.
All right. 1988, Unsolved Mysteries premiered on NBC. I used to watch that too. That
show
was
gave
creepy.
Me the creeps, yeah.
And then in 99, millions of people evacuate their homes as Hurricane Floyd moved across the Atlantic Ocean. Over the next several days, deaths are recorded from the Bahamas to New England due to the powerful storm.
Mm.
Weird that's kind of going on right now.
Isn't it ironic?
It's weird. Okay, holidays for today. It's National Bakery Day, National Cream-Filled Donut Day.
Mm. Calm down, Michelle.
We need some Rod's Donuts up in here, right?
You don't even know where it's at.
I know.
Oh.
I don't.
Eat a Hoagie Day. It's National Coloring Day. National Hug Your Boss Day.
Aww. Jared?
We need to get on that. Where's Jared?
Yeah. And then Stand Up to Cancer Day. Not holidays. What's on TV tonight? Let's see. 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 Days is on at 8. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives is on at 9.
Triple D.
Live PD Rewinds on at 8. And then Matthew McConaughey, Live with Kelly and Ryan. Probably what right now?
Oh, that's
When's
this
that
morning.
On?
Yeah,
9 o'clock, something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. In country news, Miranda Lambert, she's launching a new clothing line. I'm not sure how you say it. Is it Idlewind?
Oh.
Maybe is how you say it. It's going to
yeah,
be at the Boot Barn. So it's not only boots, but it's also clothing and accessories, that kind of thing. Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood, such a very cute couple. They cannot be without each other. Hmm. They travel everywhere together, which is cute.
Now, my wife watches her cooking show, and I'm always like, where's Garth on
I'm
this
sure
thing?
He's probably right beside the camera.
You know, by looking at him, he's well-fed recently, so.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Terrible.
Hey, she's a good cook, so, I mean, it makes sense. So, that's cute.
Yeah.
And then, five music acts are banding together to honor the state that birthed them. Luke Bryan, Cole Swindell, and Peach Pickers are joining American Idol winner Philip Phillips.
Philip Phillips.
For a special performance titled Heart of South Georgia.
That's all for the tornado relief or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the Albany tornado in 2017. That's October 3rd.
Listen, Georgia, you also have Jason Aldean from Georgia, Lauren Elena. The Luke Combs fellow, the newcomer.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
Georgia has a rich history of
they do
country acts.
They really do. And did you know that Cole Swindell and Luke Bryan went to the same college?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes,
Country Music University.
And they were both in the same fraternity.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
are they close to the same age?
I don't know that, but I do know that they met whenever Luke was performing for the fraternity.
Jesus, did Luke tell you all this? Or it's Cole Swindell? Right, which one? Okay, I just...
Luke texted her.
Luke and I are tight.
Got you. Whatever that means. Okay, hey, there are poll questions, too. Brooke, I want to ask you this.
Okay.
How do you prefer your man? Oh, beard or no beard?
Beard.
Because Kyle does have a little Scruff McGruff, doesn't he?
And I love it.
Okay, calm down. Get all excited. Now, Chadley has a little.
Yeah.
He does.
Same. I'm with Brooke.
Yep.
See, and that's.
If he shaves. Okay, so
look,
he shaves.
My inspiration is Kyle and Chadley. You see what I'm trying to do here?
I see that.
I actually have to shave this Joe Dirt white trash mess off of my face before this play-by-play game tonight, for sure. I have to shave this.
But see, whenever they do, when they shave it all off,
it's weird.
They look like babies.
They do, and I just don't like
it. Yeah, we got.
I like the scruff
going on.
Hey, what do you have an update, by the way?
The Instagram one, I put Alex Trebek because he was the inspiration behind this poll. 67% of people like Alex Trebek with the beard on their Instagram. And then on Facebook, 61% are beard. Sorry.
Wow.
You're on your own, Eric.
Beard or no beard?
You're going to have to grow that out.
That is the question.
Ben commented, obey the beard. The other one, we will, Michelle, pick the winner for this next hour in the 9 o'clock hour. The next Kickin' Country poll question. You want to see Rodney Adkins? Of course you do. Tuscarawas County Fair next week. Your favorite fair food item. Mm. There are two for me, okay?
Okay.
You gotta go with the good old pulled pork sandwich. Slap a little cheese on that bad boy. Mmm. Take a bite and the pork is all getting all over your hands and it's all messy. And listen, I love a good old fashioned greasy piece of pizza.
Ah,
from
pizza?
The or stromboli. It's like the same thing.
Yeah, see, I always get stromboli for the show.
I love it.
Yeah,
love it.
It's good.
Where are you at on the top couple?
I've got three. I like the DeRusso sausage. You gotta
big
add
hit.
A lot of marinara sauce on that with some peppers. I like French fair fries, and I love stromboli. There is this stromboli place that comes to the, what was it?
First Town Days.
And I think they're going to be at the fair. Fingers crossed.
We'll check it out Monday.
Stromboli ever.
You know what? I have to add a third one because the fries with vinegar are...
See, I don't do vinegar.
I don't do vinegar either.
Oh,
you have to do just regular fries with a little bit of salt. Just a teensy bit.
Brooke, real quick, what do you got over there?
Honestly,
what are you munching on?
The only thing I ever really get is stromboli.
Live a little.
And lemonade.
Oh, yes, the lemonade.
Gotta
mix it up a little bit. Okay, well, Monday when we're all at the cottage together hanging out.
We're going to have this plethora
of food.
And heartburn for days.
And now you guys know what we like, so if you stop by the Z Country
Bring us something good.
Bring us a little stromboli.
Right.
Maybe some fries, I guess, minus the vinegar for
What time are we there on Monday, the three of us?
Five.
Okay.
5 to 9.
Well, I have a remote there that day. So,
yeah, right. Yeah. So you'll be in and out, but...
But we'll all be there together.
Right.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
All right, we got to end this madness. Bye, gals.
Bye.